Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And Heat Team is something special.
Well, what does special mean?
Well, it has many, many different meanings. We kind of stumbled into this conversation yesterday with Clay Ferrero from Channel 10, where that Heat culture, the Heat DNA thing, and I'm a big believer in it. I do think their franchise is unlike any other in the NBA. But that stuff, that nebulous stuff, it only goes so far. You have to have people who buy in, you know? And I don't think, it, you know, and again, I think some people think that they buy in. Like, they think they're cut out for what the Heat is. But I just, you watch a game. Is it the last three games, Solana? Is it Chicago, Charlotte, and the Clippers last night? Is that the last three that they've played?
Those are the last three, but they are in a season-high five-game losing skid.
But those last three specifically, to me, because I think they were favorites in all three of those games, and they just, I mean, last night they got ran off the court, so I don't know what you do with this team anymore.
That Heat culture, I think, was it Clay yesterday that said it? It was like, there's a Heat. You can have a culture, but DNA is there too. There's a culture, there has to be gatekeepers, and you have to have something in you. What is the saying? The hardest working, best in shape, most physical, all that stuff that Pat Riley says. Like, Deion Waiters couldn't do it. Like, James Johnson, like, they were guys that can't live that way. And I don't think we have, and not even saying they're bad people or bad players, but to do that, I think you need something that comes from your mom and dad's consummation of you over just I'm going to go and Pat Riley's going to change my personality. I don't believe that.
I don't even necessarily think it's all that. I think, you know, you throw an Andrew Wiggins in and you go, oh, he's going to pick up the scoring slack. And it takes a while. You throw a Terry Rozier in and he missed a lot last season and he came in really as part of a Jimmy Butler-led Miami Heat team, and then all of a sudden that went up in smoke. And so you have all these varied pieces, and the only stability that's been there, obviously Spo is the most stable thing there, but Bam, but Tyler, I mentioned Tyler yesterday, guy's the subject of trade rumors every offseason. So, you know, he can't be Mr. 305 the way Udonis is, but I don't know. You watched it last night, Solana, you're there every game, like, it just doesn't feel like a Heat team to me that even when they were outclassed, and I'm not even certain they were outclassed last night, but even when they were outmanned or outclassed, I don't know. I feel like these last few games, man, you're just seeing this wilting flower that doesn't have any resemblance of Heat teams that we're used to.
It was my main takeaway in the postgame show last night. Forget the previous losses, four straight, where you had double-digit leads, you had fourth-quarter leads, and you lost. Yesterday, the law firm of Zubats and Bogdanovich dogged you in a what should have been desperation game. At a turning point, pivotal point of the season, now you're a play-in team, pretty much, with 17 games remaining, and you're seven games behind Detroit. Like, that should have been put up or shut up game, leave it all out there on the floor. And outside of Pelle Larsson, who spent half the game taking bows to the head and on the hardwood, there was no fight by the Heat. 17-8 run to start the fourth quarter by the Clippers. Where was that dog? And where was that fight from a Heat team who's literally crafted their identity as being dogs, as being fighters, hardest working, toughest condition, best conditioned team? You didn't see it last night. Maybe it's gotten to the point where, hey, we love Tyler, we love Bam. They're all-star caliber players, but even at their best, probably just not good enough to be where you want to be.
Yeah. When they go on runs, I thought about it last night. When them big boys were balling, somebody's going to hard foul them. Somebody's about to get a tech and swing things. Like, I've been down here since 05. I watched what the Heat do. Oh, it's very talented people. Okay, I'm going to throw you into the third row. You're going to get mad. I'm going to get a tech. And now the game slowed down and things changed. Like, it's a different looking manifestation of what the Heat is. Like, oh, 17. Okay, Heat cut to 11. Okay, leads cut to 9. Leads cut to 6. Okay, well, we're just running our offense and we're playing 2-3 zone. Like, it doesn't you don't get the feel watching them that it's the same as what I've watched for 20 years.
That's the thing that jumps out at me. It just doesn't feel, because listen, they're not going to win every game. You're not going to go to the finals every season. This feels different. Something feels different about it. Unfortunate, but it is what it is. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today. He joins us on Thursdays. His son, Jay Larrañaga, of course, on the coaching staff there with the Clippers. He was at the game last night. I mean, Jay was at the game, obviously. He's on the coaching staff. Jim Larrañaga was at the game last night. We'll talk with him about it. We'll continue to monitor NFL free agency. Raheem Mostert going to the Raiders. I just saw that in the past few minutes. Do you know what happened on this day in South Florida sports? This is one of the most consequential days in South Florida sports history. Do you know what happened on this day in the year 2000?
Big Danny hung it up.
You are correct. Dan Marino hung it up on this day 25 years ago.
I watched the press conference this morning on Twitter. That's why I know.
I saw it too.
He did his press conference. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it too.
That was a bad man there.
I'm looking on Wikipedia. These are some of the quarterbacks Miami's had since and during Dan Marino's era. Because when he really was the starter, Kyle Mackey was the backup. Anybody remember him? Scott Mitchell, of course. Steve DeBerg. Yeah. Bernie Kosar. Craig Erickson from the U. Well, Bernie Kosar from the U. Craig Erickson as well was a backup. Damon Heward. I believe we talked about Brock Heward yesterday.
And Josh McCown for some reason. I don't know.
Then Jay Fiedler took over. There was Ray Lucas, Brian Greasy, A.J. Feely, Sage Rosenfels, Gus Frerotte, Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, John Beck, Tyler Thigpen, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen for a cup of coffee. Then came Tua. You've had Jacoby Brissett, Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tyler Huntley, Tim Boyle. But, man, for you people who don't like Tua, if you just heard some of the names that I've mentioned to you, you better go deep into the thinking bank before you bring me your anti-Tua slander.
I think I counted 10 that I played with, and if you saw my head, I was shaking it no to some of them, because goodness gracious.
I always make this point, Hawk, but the list you just rattled off, I was 5 when Dan Marino retired. That,
well, that's all you know.
That's all I know. Like, think about that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that is. It is such a feudal. Now, I love Tua, and I think, like, if you had to rank, well, I can tell you. So, Pro Football Network ranked, according to them, the 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. Okay? Pro Football Network.
Yeah.
The 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. And when I give you number 10, you're going to realize how slim the pickings have been since Dan Marino. Because number 10 is Matt Moore.
Whoa.
The 10th best quarterback in Dolphins history. Again, according to Pro Football Network.
But
number 9,
but no, yeah. Backup.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, so backup quarterbacks. You're doing backup quarterbacks here. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Anyone who has played quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Matt Moore did start some games. Ryan Fitzpatrick started some games.
Those guys make a top 10 list of Dolphins quarterbacks?
Did you just hear the list that Hawk read off?
Who got snubbed in the first two? Cleo Lemon?
Well, then Jay Fiedler's number 3 then. Like, if I'm just extrapolating it all out. If Matt Moore, and by the way, I was one of those fools chanting for Matt Moore over Ryan Tannehill at the Hard Rock Stadium, but I was also drunk doing it. Like, if Matt Moore is considered a top 10 quarterback, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had one good play against the Las Vegas Raiders that nobody was even in the stadium to witness, is a top 10 quarterback in Dolphins history, then there's no top 10 list. You started at 5.
Well, that's what I'm telling you for everyone who complains about Tua. You're out of your bleeping minds. It's the best quarterback we've seen since Dan Marino. There's no, I mean, that's out of the, that, like, that's not up for debate. You can debate whether Bob Greasy's better than Tua, whether Earl Morrill, Don Strock, but since Dan Marino, it's Dan Marino and Tua and everyone else. Like, those guys are head and shoulders above everyone else.
That's what I was going to say. Them old, the 70s guys, Greasy and Morrill and them, I'm wondering where they are on the list, if they're over Tua or not. But the 90s to 2025, Tua got all them dudes. I played with 10 of them.
Matt
Tua's
Moore, 10.
Better than those fellas.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, 9. David Woodley, 8. He was from the earlier era. Chad Pennington, 7. You played with Chad Pennington.
CP could go.
Jay Fiedler, 6. Earl Morrill, 5. Ryan Tannehill, 4. Tua, third best quarterback in Dolphins history. Bob Greasy, 2. And Dan Marino, 1.
I don't want to sound crazy, but Tua might got Bob Greasy.
I never really saw him play, so I don't know, and I didn't live down here then. So
this was a different style of football, but I don't know. Success. Bob had more success on the field, but just slinging that biscuit, spinning that thing? Bob wasn't spinning that thing like Tua spinning that thing.
He won 2.
Why'd you look
Super
shocked,
Bowls?
Solana? I said I've never seen Bob Greasy.
No. I'm saying, like, he was a starting quarterback for 2 Super Bowls, and he completed a pass. That, to me, already puts him ahead of Tua Tagovailoa.
That's what. So he should be over Dan because Dan has 0 Super Bowls.
No, well, Dan Marino is.
Got you that way. He got you there.
No, he
got
didn't.
You there.
He didn't. He
yeah,
didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't. Because Dan Marino, for a decade plus, was considered the best passer in the game and is still widely considered one of the greatest passers in the game. We're comparing apples
you're
to oranges.
Describing Tua as well.
Okay. I'm not.
Solana, I'm not. Listen, I'm not taking away anything from Bob. But Tua is better at throwing a football than Bob Greasy was.
Right. But like that, no joke, that's the same thing as me saying Derrick Jones Jr. is a better basketball player than, you know, Dr. J.
Bob Cousy.
Which, right, it's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous because of what those guys accomplished. But in theory, I might be right. Derrick Jones Jr. is 10 times the athlete than anybody those guys played back in the 50s and 60s.
But Dr. J played in the 70s and 80s. I'm not certain Dr. J is the right. But Bob Cousy is more a better example than that, because I would take Dr. J. I would take Dr. J over Derrick Jones Jr. today.
Just Bob Greasy had a 56% completion percentage. Tua just set NFL records over 70. Bob averaged 2,600 yards a season. Tua hits 4,000 whenever he wants to.
But in fairness, you were literally allowed to drape yourself over a receiver to break up a pass.
It's not apples to apples. Conversation. Yes, and Bob could get his helmet knocked off and throw it into the third row, and you had to worry about that. Tua gets flicked in the ear, and they're going to call a 15-yard penalty. Different errors, but Bob's had more success than Tua.
Yeah, that's unquestioned. Well, yeah.
He also had maybe the greatest running back duo in the history of the NFL in Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka. I mean, they're handing off the pigskin to them, Crowder. I'm sorry, but I mean, if Tua had Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka, I'd be cool with him only throwing for 2,500 yards.
Yeah, we'd have Kalen Ballage. Come on, man! Like,
A-Chan and Wright and Raheem.
A-Chan and Wright.
All right, let's do headlines here because Jim Larinaga is going to join us. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I'll start with the Miami Dolphins. They made a signing today. And you're right, Raheem Mostert, according to Fox, has headed to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Dolphins are signing linebacker K.J. Britt. He was on Tampa Bay. The Dolphins had Anthony Walker Jr., and they essentially just swapped today because Anthony Walker Jr. goes to the Buccaneers. K.J. Britt joins the Miami Dolphins. And I was reading in the Miami Herald from Barry Jackson, the Dolphins essentially got a similar player in terms of production, but a younger player.
All right.
So those are your three inside linebackers, Jordan Brooks, Tyrell Dodson, who they signed the other day,
and
K.J. Britt.
Because now I'm down the wormhole of Bob Greasy. In two of his Super Bowls, he played.
You can't do this with eras.
Two of his Super Bowls he played in, he was 8-for-11 and 6-of-7.
Stop it.
Like, is he winning the Super Bowl at 6-of-7?
Stop it. He threw seven passes an entire Super Bowl?
Yes.
Are you sure the page you're looking at loaded all the way?
Washington Super Bowl at Washington, 8-of-11 versus Minnesota, 6-of-7.
In
the other
fairness,
Super Bowl, 12-of-23.
Very different era. Very different era.
Bob Greasy didn't even play during that 72 season in the regular season. He got hurt. I think, wasn't it Earl Morrill?
It was Earl Morrill.
Who was a starting quarterback, and then they pulled poor Earl Morrill in the playoffs. They put Greasy back in there. And he ended up winning like the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
That's why Earl's on the list, because Earl could play, and they had to replace him when Greasy got hurt. Yeah.
At least his stats show up. Remember, Hawk? We tried to look up Crowder stats in that cold weather game in Cincinnati or in Kansas City. You didn't even have an ant tackle in that game. Not one.
There's more proof that Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game, and there's no proof than you actually having played in that game in Kansas City. You say you played in.
I was taking on some blockers. I was turning it back inside. I was a contained guy.
So was Bob Greasy in the Super Bowl.
So by Crowder's breakdown, Garo Yepremian, who is a Dolphins kicker, is greater to Dolphins 72-73 back-to-back title lore than Bob Greasy. That's your take. You want to sign that take?
That's not my take. No, I'm not talking about lower and Super Bowl success. I'm talking about, is Bob Greasy a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa? And I would say 8 of 11 in the Super Bowl is a little different.
Yeah, it's a pretty good percentage, completion percentage, to be quite honest.
88 yards.
This feels like it's not right. Is this is this right?
No, I gotta go to 73 Super Bowl. This
can't be. When did the NFL implement like the shotgun? Didn't the Dallas Cowboys do that? They're the first team to.
Yeah, it was Roger Staubach. Yeah.
When was that?
That'd be in the 70s. I mean, yeah, there was a shotgun in the 70s because Roger Staubach and Danny White, I mean, those were 70s, early 80s. I think they ran a very conservative offense, the Dolphins.
I'm on Wikipedia. 8 of 11 for 88 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
How many total yards did they have in the Super Bowl?
They had 184 rushing yards and 88 receiving yards.
People took the under.
They ran the ball 37 times. They threw the ball 11.
That's what Wanstead was trying to get back to with Ricky.
They were leading on Bob. It's crazy. Looking at these old games, it's crazy.
Yeah, but Garo Yepremian.
All right, enough. We gotta get through headline. We got all day to do this. Did you see Cooper Flagg got injured in the Duke game, the ACC tournament?
Yes. That's sad. Yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
They wheeled him off, yeah. Actually, he walked off.
It's not serious.
But in the tunnel, when he was going to get an X-ray, they put him in a wheelchair.
He's about to be the first pick in the draft if everything goes right.
Yeah.
Every day on the show this week during free agency, we've brought up another quarterback who has signed elsewhere and compared him to Zach Wilson, who the Dolphins signed to be their own backup. Today I present to you Mac Jones, who yesterday agreed to terms with the 49ers. 2-year deal worth $7 million. Zach Wilson's making $6 million in one season. 49ers got Mac Jones, 2 years, $7
million. Yeah, I didn't want Mac Jones either, so I'm okay with that.
Nope.
Tonight, the Panthers, they're at the Maple Leaf, 7 p.m. Kind of a big game. Big game for the Cats. And Inter Miami, they're in Jamaica tonight. They play the Jamaican club Cavalier, second leg of their second round series in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Messi might play. He traveled, so he might play.
All right.
And the Heat play the Celtics tomorrow. That'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'm leaving for London tonight. I'm putting my bed in tonight so that when I wake up in London, I have extra money in my account. Whatever the Celtics line is, I'm taking the Celtics.
I turned into Scooby-Doo. Ruh-roh. Cause them boys are playing right now.
The Heat have lost 5 straight. They're 7 games below 500. Here are their next 5 games. Boston tomorrow. At Memphis Saturday, second night of a back-to-back. At New York. Versus Detroit. Versus Houston. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Panthers are doing well.
This is just one of those teams that they'll lose to Charlotte and the Clippers, and the Bulls having big leads, and then all of a sudden they'll beat Boston by 6. Like this is just one of those teams.
You're trying to reverse jinx so that your bet lands?
I am literally paying for my entire European trip on the Celtics Heat game tomorrow night.
your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com.
If Kalel Ware's over-under is 2, I'm taking the under. I have learned my lesson on Kalel Ware overs.
This ain't the time to play the Celtics.
It's 78 degrees right now. Sunny, nice afternoon in South Florida. Another chilly night ahead of us. That is your weather.
Coach Jim Larrañaga joins us on Thursdays. Love talking hoops with Coach. He's going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Very excited, Jim Larrañaga, friend of the show for many years. He joins us now on Thursdays on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Talk some college hoops and NBA movies, whatever else he feels like talking about. Coach L, of course, was the Canes hoops coach until early this season. Last night at the Heat game, so your son Jay is a coach for the Clippers, and you're there last night, but the Heat honored you. I saw you up on the big screen, and you threw up the U, and you got a nice ovation from the crowd. That had to be a fun night for you last night.
No, it really was. Plus, I got a chance to visit with Jordan Miller, one of our UM players who was on the Final Four team, and I presented him with his Final Four rings. We had two rings, one from the NCAA and one from the University of Miami, and he hadn't gotten his because right after the Final Four season, he took off on his NBA journey. And so we hadn't seen him. He hadn't been back to Miami. So I had a chance to give him a hug, give him his rings, take some photos. It was a great visit. And, of course, my son Jay, he came home with my wife and I after the game and stayed at the house, and we had a nice visit with him.
And coach, when you see your ex players, do y'all talk about basketball or life? Like, do you say, "Hey, you know, you got to drop back better in the pick and rolls," or do you just talk about human stuff?
Well, we talked about his new contract. I don't know if you guys know, but he signed a 4-year deal with the Clippers for $8 million. And I text with his mom during the game. She was sending me pictures of me and Jordan when Jordan was at Miami. And I sent her some pictures of me with Jordan at the Heat game last night. So kind of a family affair. We stay in touch with a lot of our former players over the years.
Who do you stay in touch with most? I was going to ask you that. I want to talk about the game last night. I want to talk about the Heat a little bit. But who do you stay in touch with from your Canes era?
You know, probably Angel Rodriguez, who was, you know, a local product, went to Kansas State, transferred back long before the portal became a thing, transferred back home for a very good reason. He wanted to be close enough to Puerto Rico so his mom could fly to Miami to watch him play and spend time with him, so reconnect with his family. And then he now lives in Miami during the off season. He's playing professional basketball in Puerto Rico, but he is married and he has two children, and he comes over and works out with our guys. Even during this season, he was playing pickup ball with the players. And so the NCAA rule allows you as a former player to work out or even practice with your team on an occasional basis. So that's what he would do.
I had no idea. That's kind of a cool rule.
Yeah, it's great.
That makes sense. I got to ask you too, before we get into Heat stuff and college basketball, whatever you want to talk about. When you get home last night and Jay's with you, do you guys talk about the Heat Clippers game or do you talk about anything but the game?
We don't talk about the game. We talk about what movies we're watching, what movies we like, what have you seen that's good? Because we're both movie fanatics. You guys know that? I love the movies. Yeah. I watch the movies all the time.
And one more, Coach. Could you just walk around the Kaseya Center like a normal person? Because if people don't know, you're a very tall man and you're Jim Larrañaga. Do people talk to you constantly or can you just walk around and enjoy the game?
You know, because everybody has a phone and the phone has a camera, everybody wants to take pictures or videos. So that what was very, very amusing to me, there were about a half a dozen UM students there just to my left. I sat right across from the Clippers bench on the wood. And so the students yelled to me. I went over and took pictures with them. And there was a Heat photographer there, a young gal named Christine. And when I was done, she said to me, can you take a picture with me? And I said, sure. What's your name? And she said, Christine. Then she said, what's yours? She wanted to take a picture with someone she didn't even know who I was.
That's funny. She knew everyone else wanted pictures with you.
Hey, so
you
they want a picture. Someone. I want a picture. Who the heck are you?
That's excellent. Solana took some video of you last night. Solana was there, you know, for the Heat broadcast, and he sent us some video last night of you knocking down free throws after the game.
Yeah. One time, not this season, but the year before, one of my freshmen challenged me to a free throw contest. And I said, well, I'm very stiff. I've just been standing around. Let me get loose. And I did. And then he watched me make 39 in a row. And then he said, hey, wow. No, the challenge is off, no more.
Were you always a good free throw shooter? I guess so.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When you learn the fundamentals at a young age, how the foundation is there and it stays with you. I started as an 8-year-old. And when I was 10, I competed in New York City in the Bronx. And the competition was two things, making layups and making free throws. And I made 10 for 10 as a 10-year-old in a competition, moved on to the next round. I made 10 for 10 again. Eventually, I lost to the winner, but I shot a very high percentage. My team won the what was called the tunnel race. You lined up with your legs open. The first guy in line rolled the ball back between your legs, everybody's legs. The last guy in line picked it up and had to dribble in and make a layup, being the other team. So one team was on the north end of the court. The other team was on the south end of the court. And whoever's 10 guys finished first, you won and moved on to the next round. And we won that championship. So I had a chance to compete against a lot of very good 10-year-olds, and almost every one of them was a Division I player when they turned 18.
Oh, wow. That's pretty wild. Yeah. Cool. Fundamentals, yeah. Crowder. Got to know how to hit your free throws. Fundamentals. Let's talk. You heard us at the beginning of the show today talking about the Heat, and it feels like something's missing, and you were there last night, and I'm sure your allegiances were torn because you want your son to win, but also you have a long-standing relationship with the Heat. But it feels like something's missing. They're losing to teams that theoretically they should be beating, and it doesn't seem like they have as much fight or bite as we're used to from Miami Heat teams of the past. So what do you make of that? Sometimes, and you can probably make an analogy to this year's Canes basketball team. Sometimes it just doesn't happen.
No, I'm not making that analogy. No, that's not fair to anybody. No, but here, you know, like almost all sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, is cyclical. The same team rarely stays at the top for a long period of time. You know, the Celtics did it back when they had Bill Russell. The Lakers have had their run with Magic Johnson and Kareem and Pat Riley leading the way. And the Heat did it with Shaq and D-Wade, and then with LeBron, Chris Bosh and D-Wade. But you go through cycles where someone else emerges. The San Antonio Spurs did it for all the time that Tim Duncan and David Robinson were together. So right now, I think that we're going through a cycle where we're not quite, as a Miami Heat organization, quite as deep and as talented as some of the other teams. And my first matchup last night, my son works with Zubac every day. He's worked with him. He flew to, where is Zubac from? Lithuania, to work him out in the summers. And that guy is a mountain of a man. He's competing against Khalil Ware, who's a youngster. He's much thinner. He doesn't weigh nearly as much. So it would be very a typical night for a Zubac to win that battle. And that was key. The biggest thing right now is, hey, get healthy, get everybody playing well. And I think for the Heat, it's going to be a matter of, hey, we got to improve through the draft and through trades, because when Spo has guys like LeBron and D Wade and Bosh, they're in the championship. They're on a run right now. I think, you know, the talent level that's around the league is sitting at in Cleveland, in Boston, in OKC, and in Denver. And maybe the Lakers, now that they've added Luka Doncic.
And coach, with the, because one thing, football, basketball, everything, people talk about X's and O's and then Jimmy's and Joe's. Like you watch James Harden do what he did last night with SGA and Jason Tatum. Like, you can see that they're at a different level basketball-wise. But out of those two bins, culture gets thrown in as well. We were speaking about this earlier. Like, the culture, the combination of guys, like, how does culture work? Because Heat culture is a big phrase. They have T-shirts about it. You put a culture on your team, is there a DNA the guys need? Like, how does culture combine with the coaching and also the talent?
Okay, so the first thing is, my first goal as the head coach of the University of Miami, or when I was at George Mason in Bowling Green, was to establish a winning culture. And really what that meant is find winners. Find assistant coaches who have the same vision I do and will work just as hard and be as committed to having a usually successful program through building through the right culture. And that means people. You got to get the right people. And when you have the right people and they buy into your vision, you have a chance for huge success. The problem comes in when not everybody is of that level of focus and commitment. And commitment, there's four levels of commitment: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So someone in his own mind might be, I'm physically committed. I'm going to work really, really hard. But then you find mentally, they're not that tough mentally. You know? And if you're not physically and mentally tough, or if you have issues emotionally where You're constantly getting frustrated and angry. You're blaming the refs. You're blaming the coach. We're not running the right plays or the right offense. You're blaming your teammates. I was open and you didn't get the ball. That is not a part of winning culture. Winning culture is no excuses. You don't make excuses. You don't complain. You get the job done no matter what the obstacles and challenges are in front of you. And right now with the Miami Heat, with someone who I'm not picking on Khalil Ware, but he's a rookie. And it's hard for him. He's used to playing against college players who he was more talented than. And now he's playing against men that are 5, 7, 10 years older than him. And he's got to try to figure out how to improve physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And spirit is about everything being about the team. We've all seen players we know of quite recently, of players who, you know, fought the system, fought the culture. That never works.
I say to this day, Zion Williamson can still be an NBA MVP. Crowder and Solana crush me for that take. He's put up 2 triple-doubles in like the last 3 or 4 games. Are you with me, coach? Could Zion Williamson be an NBA MVP one day?
Well, you know, Hawk, that's the kind of question you have to ask. Is he even going to play in tomorrow's game?
Well, sure. That is a concern.
He's played in fewer games than he sat out. He has sat out more games than he's played in. You can't count. One of the most important ingredients in being successful is consistency. So if you're a coach and you're trying to make your game plan, the first thing you got to ask yourself was, who do I have that's available? And the most important ability is availability. This guy's a great player, but he's hurt. He's not playing tonight. So Zion, I think, is one of the great athletes of all time, but he's always hurt. He's always sitting on the sideline in street clothes. So I guess the answer is no.
It's funny because I was extrapolating that answer to yes. I'm like, oh, so he agrees with me.
As a Hall of Fame coach, like you, if you did coach Zion, because like you're saying, Hawk just said it. When he play, he can go get 25 any night he wants to. But the availability side, and then I make fun of him because I think he's overweight. I don't think, you know, like you were talking about the 4 prongs of culture.
Yeah.
I don't think he has a couple of those prongs. As a coach, is that frustrating to see a player that talented that just can't put it together consistently?
Yeah, the weight issue is an issue for everyone in the country. Think about all the people that are overweight and how they've had to deal with it their whole lives. So I don't know if you guys know the author, Daniel Pink. He wrote a book called Drive, which is all about motivation. Have you guys ever heard of him?
No.
No? It's an absolutely fantastic book. So years ago, this is back when we won the ACC championship in 2013, I had 2 players that were overweight, Reggie Johnson and Kenny Kaji. I don't know if you guys remember them. But Reggie Johnson weighed like 320. And I asked him, I talked to him, I said, Reggie, what's your goal in basketball? He said, well, I want to play in the NBA. I said, Reggie, you know, there's a 24-second clock. So, you know, at 320, I just don't think you're going to be able to get up and down the court for 82 games. You need to lose weight. So I called Daniel Pink, the author of Drive. I said, how can I help Reggie Johnson? And you know what he said? Good luck. Because he said, motivation is basically intrinsic. It's not you motivating him, yelling at him, you know, making him, you watching his diet, weighing him in every day. You know, I had a player named Jai Lewis. He led us to the Final Four at George Mason. When in the summertime, I said to him, Jai, you got to get in better shape. You weigh 282 pounds. You're only 6'5 and a half. You got to lose the weight. I'm going on the road for 2 weeks. When I get back, I want you down to 275. And he said, Coach, I'll do it. I came back 2 weeks from a great road trip. I was recruiting like crazy, getting involved with some really good players. I'm very excited. I get back. I said, come on, Jai, I'm going to weigh you. He weighed 293. He gained 11 pounds. So, you know, so much of culture is getting players who are committed to all four levels, that their drive is intrinsic. It's within them, their competitive drive, their competitive spirit. And that's why, like, our Final Four team, Jordan Miller and Isaiah Wong were our leaders. They never complained. They never missed a practice. Isaiah Wong sprained his ankle. He went into the training room, had it wrapped in tape, came right back out and finished practice. He wasn't going to miss, and he set the example for the other players. Look, if our best player, the ACC Player of the Year, is doing this, look, I'm not going to let him down. He's my guy. And then Jordan Miller was the same way. That's why both those guys got drafted. We referred to those two players in my coaching staff meetings as everyday players. They don't just show up for games. They're there every day. They're gym rats. They're in the gym. I don't know if you guys would know the name Kevin Eastman. And he was an assistant coach for the Celtics, and he worked with Doc Rivers for forever. And he came and spoke to my team, and he said, the great players do what is unrequired. Mm. I don't even know if that's a word. You know, required, everybody knows what required is. Hey, yeah, you got to do this. But he said the great players do all the things that are unrequired. They get in the gym, and they work on things that no one else is doing. And that's what the difference is. You don't do, if you want to be great, you don't do what the ordinary player does. To be extraordinary, you got to do the things that are extraordinary, that are unrequired. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much so. I've taken none of that to heart over the course of my life and will continue not to. I'll do the bare minimum required, and at some point they'll jettison me from this show that's been so cushy for so long for me. Jim Larrañaga, this is why we have him on every week. He's fascinating. And before we let you go, you are a big movie buff. Today happens to be National Popcorn Lovers Day. Could you watch a movie without popcorn? Would you go to the theater and not get popcorn?
If I go to the theater, or if I go to any sporting event, like last night, I had one of those big barrels, the tubs of popcorn. And if I go to the movie, same thing, I get popcorn right away. But at home, I eat popcorn once in a while, not every night.
You do the microwave popcorn?
Yeah, microwave. I don't do it. My wife does it. I don't know how to run a microwave.
Do you out of the microwave bag, or do you transfer it from a bag into some sort of container?
Oh, no. Again, I don't do that. But my wife would never let me eat out of a bag. She microwaves it. She puts it and serves it to me with a drink. And she doesn't charge much for that.
That Miami Heat popcorn happens to be good. They have very good popcorn at the
same time. Yeah, it is. Very good.
Yeah. All right, Jim Larrañaga, we love talking to you, and he's going to join us every Thursday, and we'll continue to get some pearls of wisdom and talk nonsense as well. We appreciate the time, Coach.
Thanks, fellas. Always enjoy it.
There you go, Coach Jim Larrañaga. Let's take a quick break and come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Cody Zeller's better than Larry Bird.
Hock and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.